head office noong folder na yon?
No, Your Honor.
Hanggang ngayon, di mo alam?
I think it was brought straight to Mr. Garcia, Your Honor. Maybe we could confirm with
you. But
you
are not sure?
No, Your Honor.
Ngayon. Okay, we'll ask that to from the president of the bank later on, how they handled that document. I remember that you said that prior to this impeachment, or the filing of the articles of impeachment, nagkaroon kayo ng audit sa inyong banko? Inaudit kayo ng Banko Sentral at ng AMLA?
I just remember, Your Honor, that the BSP audited...
Tinanong ko sa iyo yan, di ba?
Yes, Your Honor.
At sinabi mo, nagkaroon kami ng audit. Ng audit. Ha?
The bank was audited by BSP, Your Honor.
Tinatanong ko lang sa iyo, nagkaroon kayo ng audit.
Yes,
please,
Your Honor.
Don't be evasive, because I know when you are evading my question, no? Nagkaroon kayo ng audit, di ba?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ang nag-audit sa inyo, sino?
Mr. Grace, you could better answer that, Your Honor, because it refers
sino,
to the whole bank.
Anong ahensya ng gobyerno ang nag-audit sa inyo?
BSP, Your Honor.
BSP. Sino pa?
The details, Your Honor, I'm sorry, I do not know.
How do you know that there was an audit?
Because I remember that we even celebrated after that. Parang there was a
you
celebration.
You celebrated after that? By, what do you mean by after that?
Parang the rating was
after,
okay.
After what?
After the audit.
After the audit.
Yes, sir.
Do you know why you were audited?
No, Your Honor.
Do you know the date
sure,
when you were audited?
Mr. Garcia would be the best person to answer that, Your Honor.
Okay. You were not involved in the audit?
No, Your Honor.
You were not asked questions about the in the course of the audit?
No, Your Honor.
They did not ask any records from you in the course of the audit?
Not from me, Your Honor.
Kaya nga, ikaw, mismo tinatanong ko.
Yes.
Hindi.
No.
Sino ang humarap doon sa mga auditor nung inaudit yung branch, Katipunan branch?
Said they made the audit in the head office, Your Honor.
Where? Head office sa Ayala?
Paseo de Rojas.
Paseo de Rojas. Alam mo kung sino humarap sa mga auditor?
No, Your Honor.
Walang tinanong sa inyo doon sa Katipunan branch doon sa audit na yon.
May ask lang something from my lawyer.
Hindi, tinatanong kita bilang manager of the branch.
Okay, I remember that there was an email from our compliance to get certain records, but I was not the one who personally handled it, Your Honor.
Email from your compliance officer?
Yes, Your Honor.
About certain records?
Yes, Your Honor.
Alam mo ba kung ano yung mga records na hinihingi?
Sorry, Your Honor, I was not privy to it because they went straight to the officer, Your Honor.
Pwede bang magsalita ka ng klaro?
I have a sore throat, Your Honor. Sorry.
Sore throat?
Yes, Your Honor.
Oh. Dahan-dahan. Oh.
Okay.
Hindi ikaw ang tinanong ng compliance officer ng banko ng mga records na gusto niya?
Hindi ako, Your Honor.
Sino ang tinanong?
The officer at that time, Your Honor.
Who is the officer?
At that time, it was Susan Colteros, Your Honor.
Anong position niya doon sa banko?
She's the branch service and control officer, Your Honor.
Branch?
Service and control officer.
He's a part of the Katipunan branch?
Yes, Your Honor.
Huh?
But she's no longer with the bank, Your Honor.
No, I'm not asking that. Don't anticipate my question. Because otherwise, I'll say you're a nervous witness. Just relax ka lang. Just answer my question.
Okay.
What does he? What is this branch control officer?
Branch service and control officer.
Branch service and control officer. This is the same person who was in charge of the vault.
Yes, Your Honor.
Wala na ngayon siya doon.
No more, Your Honor.
Kailan umalis?
Last year, Your Honor.
Last year? What time last year?
Exact month, I do not recall, Your Honor.
December? First, December last year?
First half of the year, Your Honor.
First half of the year. And after the audit? After the audit?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. I want to put in perspective all of these events. Ngayon, hindi ka tinanong as branch manager about that audit?
No, Your Honor.
Everything was answered by the president of the bank.
I'm not sure if he was the one who really answered, Your Honor.
But everything was answered by the head office?
Yes, Your Honor.
None was answered by the Katipunan branch?
No, Your Honor.
Were other records of Katipunan branch taken during the audit and examined?
I cannot say, Your Honor. I have no personal knowledge.
You cannot say?
Yeah.
Was the audit only for a specific account from your branch, or was the audit for the entire Philippine Savings Bank?
Entire, Your Honor.
Entire Savings Bank?
Yes, Your Honor.
And all the records of the branches were brought to the head office for examination by the auditors, or they were merely asking questions?
I'm not so sure, Your Honor. I'm sorry.
Why was the email? Anong pangalan ng rank ng official na nag-email?
Compliance officer.
Was the email of the compliance officer directed to your bank controller's service officer?
Because they're in charge of operations, Your Honor.
They're in charge of operations.
The BSCO.
Of the records.
Yes, Your Honor.
And they were investigating the records of depositors of the bank.
Yes, Your Honor.
All the depositors.
I'm not so sure. I think random.
Huh?
Random.
Random.
Your Honor.
Random. Random. Okay. I want the president of the bank to take the witness stand. I'll excuse you first. But before I proceed, I will just take a personal matter outside and suspend the trial.
May we ask the witness to remain? There is one more member of the court who wishes to ask a question.
Maybe she's not telling the truth.
Mr. President.
Yes.
Mr. President, before we excuse Ms. Johnson, the branch manager, may we recognize Senator Miriam Defensor Santiago.
The lady from Iloilo is recognized.
I am all by counsel. She's in the bathroom and will be coming momentarily. Witness, you are testifying under the same oath to tell the truth.
Yes, Your Honor.
Please do not be nervous. I am very, very
so cold.
Practiced with witnesses who come to court for the very first time. I strongly suggest that you take a sip of water, which is what we do when the witness is disturbed. And please do not think that I'm going to try and trap you with a clever question. I will not do that with you, since you are in effect an impartial witness. I want to reveal you to the public in all your beauty and in the full glory of your college education. I am your friend. It appears from your narration recently that you were deeply disturbed by the visit of Mr. Banal. Is that a correct impression?
Yes, Your Honor.
You were so disturbed that you went on a round of talks from one superior officer of the bank to another. Isn't that so?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you had reason to be, because I think even only subconsciously, you remembered that you and he were talking about a foreign currency deposit. You are talking about a foreign currency deposit that did not belong to him. Is that why you were disturbed?
I was disturbed, Your Honor, because apparently this person was holding what seemed like a bank document, which was supposed to be
confidential, yes. So you're putting it in another way, but more or less we have reached the same conclusion. And maybe even only in your subconscious you remembered, maybe during your seminar or orientation as a bank manager, that under the law called Instituting a Foreign Currency Deposit System in the Philippines, Section 8, which is entitled Secrecy of Foreign Currency Deposits, provides that all foreign currency deposits, etc., are hereby declared as and considered of an absolutely confidential nature, and except upon the written permission of the depositor, in no instance shall foreign currency deposits be examined, inquired, or looked into by any person. I think that, as a college graduate, it was impressed in your mind that even if a person merely asks a question about a foreign currency deposit that does not belong to him, he's already violating the law. Would you say that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes. Because the law is very, very strict. It says, Section 8, Secrecy of Foreign Currency Deposits. These deposits are of an absolutely confidential in nature, and except upon the written permission of the depositor, in no instance, that's the law speaking, in no instance shall foreign currency deposits be examined, inquired into. The law even prohibits any person from asking any question, inquired into or looked into by any person, government official, bureau office, etc. So the prohibition is absolute. Even any ordinary person, without showing any motive or fraudulent intention, the minute he walks into a bank and asks about a foreign currency deposit from the branch manager, the branch manager's head should already resound with bells and whistles, because the law prohibits you not only from giving information, but even the person or the visitor from asking about it. I think that was the reason for your unease after the departure of your guest. And you were correct, because under Section 10, penal provisions, any willful violation of this act or any regulation by the Monetary Board shall subject the offender upon conviction to imprisonment of not less than 1 year nor more than 5 years or a fine. So I have raised this question with you just to assure you, since you look so miserable there on the witness stand, that what you are doing was completely correct. You are acting pursuant exactly the language of the law, unlike a lawmaker who, although a lawmaker, was already a lawbreaker. I do not wish for you to answer this question. That is my personal view as a lawyer and as a judge here in this court. Perhaps people should read the law more carefully, particularly when they're entrusted with making the law. And may I say there is a similar provision with domestic currency deposit law. Now, I'm no longer going to ask you a question. I will just make a manifestation, no longer talking to you. I would like to manifest to my honorable and distinguished colleagues at the impeachment court. According to the timeline I have tried to draw, Mr. Banal received a copy, an anonymous copy of the signature card on January 13. He has no clue where it came from. On February 2, Representative Rinaldo Umali received an envelope purporting to contain also the same documents with signature cards, and he has no clue where it came from. What is a judge to make of this situation? The judge will, of course, turn to the rules of evidence, particularly Rule 131, Section 3, entitled Disputable Presumptions. The following presumptions are satisfactory if uncontradicted, but may be contradicted and overcome by other evidence. A, B, C, etc. Letter J, that a person found in possession of a thing taken during the doing of a recent wrongful act is the taker and doer of the whole act. Let me repeat. Disputable presumption, that a person found in possession of a thing taken in the doing of a recent wrongful act is the taker and the doer of the whole act. If a person is found in possession of signature cards relating to a foreign currency deposit, which the law declares to be absolutely confidential except for the written consent of the depositor, if he is found to have it in his possession, he cannot say without more, for to allege is not to prove. He cannot say without more evidence that he does not know how it came to his possession, because then the law steps in and raises the disputable presumption that he was the thief of that signature card. That is the presumption in our rules of court. Of course, it can overcome by substantial evidence, depending on the judgment of this court. Let me also go on, since I'm citing the disputable presumptions. Letter Y, another disputable presumption, that things have happened according to the ordinary course of nature and the ordinary habits of life. Again, that is a disputable presumption. Normally, short ladies, short, long, tall, white, broad, etc., do not give us incidents unless documents, unless we know her, or if she is anonymous, then we stop her. I've done that many times when I've stepped out of session hall. I've always stopped the person and say, what is your name? Where are you from? What is this about? I will then turn to my aide and say, will you please take care of this? And I turn to the visitor and say, you may follow it up with her. That is normally what a politician does. We don't just accept pieces of paper. In my case, for example, because of threats to my life in a prior position and in a prior life, I'm careful to identify the person who is giving me something, especially if it is in the form of a package that I cannot visibly see from outside. So we have to presume that things have happened according to the ordinary course of life. Lumalabas ka, sukat ka binigyan ng envelope, wala kang pakialam. Saka mo na lang binuksan, tapos voila, there's an presumably illegally obtained document inside the envelope. Ngayon sasabihin mo, hindi ko intindi bakit narating sa akin yan. There's the law. The law says, pag hindi mo pinapaliwanag yan, ang ibig sabihin, ikaw nagnakaw niyan. kung pickpocket ka at nasa booth ka, pagkatapos may nawalang pitaka at ikaw may hawak, sasabihin ng polis, ikaw palang magnanakaw eh. Anong paliwanag mo? Ngayon din yon sa ating kaso ngayon. That things have happened according to the ordinary course of nature and the ordinary habits of life. The other congressman said, I was driving into my house. In the driveway, I found attached to the gate or in a situation more or less similar, an envelope, and when I opened it, voila, there's the signature card. And there's no other further explanation. Is that an ordinary habit of life? To walk to your gate and find envelope stuck there? Don't you have a mailbox? Don't you have a house helper who can be trusted to receive mail in your absence? So, I just raised these questions because, Ms. Witness, it appears to me that your behavior was exemplary. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
May I continue? I just want to ask a last question to this witness. The impeachment the articles of impeachment was filed 12 December 2011. Is this correct, Madam Clerk of Court? Yes, 2011. Your meeting at the Red Garlic Restaurant happened in January.
Yes, Your Honor.
January 31st, 2012.
Yes, Your Honor.
Correct. And at that time, you said that all the members of the Katipunan branch of PS Bank were present in that meeting, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Including the Control Bank Service Officer.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, but you said that he's no longer with your bank, and I ask you, when did he separate himself from the bank? And if I remember correctly, your answer, it was in June 2011.
That was the former branch service and control officer.
That's a separate, different control.
This one's a different one.
This was
with the same position.
This was the one that received the email from an officer of your bank in connection with the audit.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. So it's clear now that we are talking of the same position, but two different persons at two different times.
Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you. May I now ask the president of the bank?
Mr. President, just one final question for Ms. Johnson from Senator Lito Lapid, Mr. President.
Yeah, please. The gentleman from... Anyway, we can recall her later because I'm just discharging her afterwards to ask questions from the bank president. Go ahead, Mr. Senator from Pampanga.
Maraming salamat po, Ginoong Pangulo. Sa witness, yung bang vault nyo sa banko mayroong camera?
Outside, Your Honor.
Sa loob, wala?
No, Your Honor.
Wala. Isang tanong pa, pagod ka na ba? Pagod ka na?
Okay lang.
Kasi si Mrs. Dison, napanganak na eh. Nung una kang umupo dyan.
Pagod na po yung boses.
Tawa kang tawa, ganda-ganda mo. Yan ay parang haggard na haggard ka na. Ha? Sana sabihin mo na kagad. Isang tanong, ha? Isang sagot. Yung ba pinakita ni Congressman O'Malley, fake o hindi?
It was different from our record, Your Honor.
Yes or no lang. Tama. Yes or no. Hindi, si Congressman O'Malley muna. Pupunta ako doon. Isang tanong lang. Yes or no?
Well, in banking parlance, if it's different from the original...
Eh, yung kay Congressman Banal. Ikaw ba nagbigay o hindi?
It's different, Your Honor. No, I did not give it, Your Honor.
Baka maiyak ka. Sige, salamat.
All right. Madam Witness,
pwede ba
bumaba ka muna at gusto ko makausap yung presidente.
Maybe I'll call on the bank president, Mr. President.
President Garcia, I know that you're a very experienced banker, and in fact you are a candidate for a higher position in your organization. Now, you heard the questions and answers between the chair and the manager of your Katipunan Bank branch.
Yes, Your Honor.
And he said that at 6 o'clock, January 31st, 2012, you met the entire personnel of the Katipunan branch at Garlic Restaurants, Red Garlic Restaurants. Is that correct?
That's correct, Your Honor.
And why did you meet them there? And not in your bank?
Well, the branch actually has operations for the day, and they normally close the branch at a particular time of the day. When this information was...
What is this information, please?
This information about...
Be precise.
Yes, sir, Your Honor. The information about the visit of a congressman there was relayed to me.
Who relayed it to you?
My executive vice president, Your Honor.
What's his name?
His name is Jose Vicente Alde, Your Honor.
Did you ask him where he got the information?
He, yes, Your Honor, and he mentioned that he got it from our branch banking group head, and he make a call to the branch manager, Ms. Chongson, to confirm it.
And indeed, the event that caused you to meet your full complement in the Katipunan branch of your bank was decided.
Yes, Your Honor.
And when you met them, according to your branch manager, Ms. Chongson, at 6 o'clock in the evening of the 31st day of January 2012, what did you tell them first?
Well, I wanted to get more details about the particular incident. The same information was provided to me. You know, such things as the paper being covered and inquiry. I understand.